Stephon Diggs is a Washington Commander. He signed a one-year, $12 million deal on Wednesday, August 5th, per NFL insider Jordan Schultz, as relayed by 98.5 The Sports Hub. That lands just before this window opened, so let's date it honestly. The signing is 11 days old, and it is still the only fact that matters. The free agent limbo that defined his entire offseason is over, and it ended in his hometown, the destination he himself floated on Fox 5 DC back in June. The June preview was written on July 2nd, when Diggs had no team, and its core claim was a fork. On one side, a 1,000-yard receiver does not evaporate. He played all 17 games for New England last season, caught 85 passes on 102 targets for 1,013 yards and 4 touchdowns, led that Super Bowl team in catches and receiving yards, and did it in his first full year back from the torn ACL. On the other side, none of it could be projected onto a roster spot that did not exist. The preview's exact instruction was to watch the transaction wire, because the day he signed somewhere with targets, his outlook would flip overnight. That day was August 5th. Washington is a real landing spot with a real target vacancy, and a one-year deal at $12 million is starter money, not a camp flyer. New England, for the record, is fully in his past. The Patriots released him back in March over cap mechanics, and his old targets are now being split among A.J. Brown, Romeo Doubs, and Hunter Henry. This is the last update where his story runs through the New England file. From here, he is Washington's chapter to write. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The preview refused to bury a 1,000-yard season and said the signing was the whole ball game, and the signing came with targets attached. Next week, the checkables move south. Whether Diggs is running with Washington starters, and how quickly the route volume ramps for a 32-year-old 11 days into a new playbook. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.